The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yep, Harvard Law School. Harvard, or Harvard. Harvard Law School is saying, well, polyamory is fine, it's just more love. Now, I don't want to give the impression that this is the official position of Harvard Law School, but they have received, accepted, and published an editorial in Harvard Law Today that absolutely says polyamory is wonderful. We need to encourage it. We need to make it illegal. Remember, and hey, I wasn't alone in this. Most of you said this as well. Most of us said when the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage, this is not the end. We're going to travel down that path of redefining marriage to whatever you want it to be. Who knows where that will end? And polyamory is one of those. And I had forgotten this. I had really forgotten. And Mark in Columbus, I'll come to you in just a sec. I had forgotten that Chief Justice John Roberts, and we who are conservatives are not always real happy with John Roberts, but when the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, he was one of the dissenters. And in his dissent, he warned America that this would happen. He said, quote, the majority opinion, which approved same-sex marriage, the majority opinion, Roberts argued, offered no reason at all why the two-person element of the core definition of marriage may be preserved while the man-woman element may not. Indeed, from the standpoint of history and tradition, a leap from opposite-sex marriage to same-sex marriage is much greater than one from a two-person union to plural unions, which have deep roots in some cultures around the world. If the majority is willing to take the big leap, it is hard to see how it can say no to the shorter one. It is striking how much of the majority's reasoning would apply with equal force to the claim of a fundamental right to plural marriage. That was the warning of Chief Justice John Roberts in 2015. If we start walking down this road, it will lead to polyamory. Yeah. It's an important principle, folks, in your life. When you make decisions, you are choosing a direction. You're choosing a path. Don't look at what that decision will do right now or tomorrow, but a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. Because it's really difficult to turn around. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Mark in Columbus. Mark, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. You're talking too much again. I just been sitting here waiting and waiting.
Hey, I got my finger on the dump button, my brother. Oh. You better be nice to me or you are gone.
Bob, my buddy, my best buddy ever.
Yeah, see, I knew you would change.
That easy. Well, I tell you what, though, John Roberts, man, I don't know what happened to him, but, wow, he sure did do some.
Well, he's so inconsistent. You never know where he's going to be.
That's true. That's true. I
mean, boy, talk about. I mean, he was speaking the truth, and it was dissenters in the Obergefell decision was Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas. Three.
Of course.
And of course, Scalia's gone. He died. Clarence Thomas is still there, and John Roberts.
Yeah. So they were against it.
Yes, they were the dissenters.
Right. Of course, Clarence and Antonin. Yeah.
Sure. Well, of course, Clarence Scalia. Yeah. He was usually consistent. But anyway. Yeah.
So I just called to say, well, Bob, how can you be against the love? Spreading the love.
I know. It just means you can love more people.
Hey, I tell you what, you and I, we speak from experience, but personally, after 35 years of marriage, it's hard enough for two people, but you know, you're going to have more than two people married. That's not going to work.
35. Okay. You're a newlywed, Mark. You're a newlywed. 35. Don't talk to me about long marriage.
Behind the ears. But, you know, back in your day, it was.
Back in my day.
They're old enough they're about to finish high school. So go ahead.
Yeah. You know, Pastor Noah performed our ceremony. It was that long ago.
Oh, okay. Not Methuselah, but before that.
Well, yeah, Methuselah had just died. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but, Mark. Anything else you want to cause trouble about?
No. I'm going to try. I might be calling next week, so I'll be nice. That's my point. Is you look at like, you know, Sarah and Abraham and the trouble that they had with that, what was her name? I can't even
Hagar.
Remember her name.
Hagar.
I was going to say, but anyway, yeah. I mean, you just look at that, and there's always more than two in that equation is going to have problems, guaranteed.
Well, many skeptics of the Bible say, well, polygamy is all over the Old Testament, and it is. Mm-hmm. It is. But... Mm-hmm. It never once turns out well.
Right.
Never once does a polygamous relationship in the Old Testament turn out well.
Yeah,
ask Abraham. Yeah, ask Solomon.
Right.
Solomon was the wisest person who ever lived. What was his downfall?
Too many wives.
It never once turned out well. There is nothing in the Bible to encourage polygamy and everything to discourage it.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, take care, man.
All right, you too, Mark. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The Supreme Court ignored the fact that biblical marriage, or a man-woman, all right, has been the standard for thousands of years. And again, even as immoral as Rome became, and let me repeat, homosexuality was rampant. I mean, it was rampant. But they never accepted same-sex marriage. Never. Never. All right. Let's take a break. Phone lines are filling up, so take a break just a minute or two early so I can get back and get to as many phone calls as we can in the final moments of the program. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on a Friday, which means open phones. And we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I've got almost full phone lines. So let's go back to the phones. Next up is Jim in Upper Arlington. Jim, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Thrusting floor greetings again, Pastor Bob.
Well, thank you, and to you as well.
Thank you. So today I'd like to just read two verses to wrap up Deuteronomy 5. It's verses 32 and 33.
Okay.
Here we go. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land you will possess. Next week, Deuteronomy 28, curses. So,
hey, all right.
Thanks. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Jim. You also. Jim calls in to read scripture. I love that. I'm for anybody reading scripture. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Mike in Columbus is up next. Mike, you're on Bobberty Live. Thanks for calling and welcome.
Hey, real quick, did your father-in-law work at Republic Steel?
Yes, he did in Massillon.
Okay, yeah, my dad worked at the one in Canton, and my mom worked at the office in Massillon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father-in-law worked there for a long time. One of a terribly traumatic thing. He dropped 2,500 pounds of steel on his foot. He had steel-toed shoes, but the steel was crushed onto his toes. So actually, the steel-toed shoes did worse. And oh my goodness, it was a terrible, terrible thing. But anyway, that's one of my memories of Republic Steel. Now,
yeah.
Are you from Massillon, did you tell me?
Canton.
You're oh, that's too bad.
The big city.
Yeah. Well, at least I remember you told me you did not go to McKinley, so that's okay.
No. Yeah, I did. I went to the Catholic school in Louisville.
Did
not go to McKinley.
Okay, not Central Catholic.
No, that was my parish was at St. Thomas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Really weird lines, but I don't think we'll ever know the truth about January 6th. When I see all the videotape released, then I'll believe it, because a lot of the video of that from various places the police have gathered has not been released.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, because they found a guy inside that was an Antifa guy from Utah.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There were Antifa, not very many, and Antifa didn't organize it, but they were there to be rabble rousers and so forth. And allow me to issue a correction, Mike. I said 600 to 1,000. I'm talking about those who actually breached the Capitol, not the people who were around on the steps and so forth. That was a few thousand. Some have estimated 10,000. Other people have estimated as low as 3,000 or 4,000. The estimates are all over the place. When I was talking about 600 to 1,000, I'm talking about those who actually got into the Capitol building, which was, compared to the people that were involved, it was a very small number, and that's why 570 so far have been identified and so forth. But so anyway,
I'd like to see the complete video, because if you watch enough TV shows, you learn that when there's a crime or an event like that, the first question you ask to find out what really happened is who had the most to gain. And it seems to me that disrupting that to the Congress, it benefited Pelosi and not Trump. So it's
I don't know. Again, it is my opinion, and for whatever that's worth, and it's not worth a whole lot. The overwhelming majority of those people were caught up in the moment and just acted stupid. I think there was some organization. The FBI has determined out of that whole crowd, about 40 people were actually trying to organize something, and everybody else was just, "Hey, boy, look at that! We're going to go in, and they were just dumb,
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I don't think there was a whole lot of organization behind it.
No.
And that's why every time I hear insurrection, yeah, I just bristle. It wasn't an insurrection. Not even close.
No, just
it was
show
bad.
Me the video.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. All right, Mike. So good to talk to you. Okay. This weekend, I have the privilege of being up at the Church at the Center in Salem, Ohio, way up in northeast Ohio. That's where I will be this coming Sunday morning. Representative Tim Ginter is the pastor. He is a state representative. He is also a pastor, and he is the pastor of that wonderful church. And they're doing a series this summer on the Seven Mountains. Some of you are familiar with that. And I am representing the Mountain of the Media, and I will be preaching there this coming Sunday morning. Long drive up, long drive back. And then the following Sunday, the last Sunday of August, Joy and I will be back at Zion Lutheran Church in Groveport. We were there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We will be back on the last Sunday of August at Zion Lutheran Church. We're thrilled to be there. But we're also bummed because our church, which is Genoa Baptist in Westerville, they are planning on moving into their brand new $15 million sanctuary. And that's going to be their first service. So we would love to be there, but we would much rather be out ministering. But we wish all of the folks at Genoa well. And LifePoint and Lewis Center has just moved into their brand new multi-million dollar building, or are meeting for the first time this Sunday. But congratulations to LifePoint and Lewis Center as well. They're moving into their new building. Folks, listen. Churches that preach the word are still growing. You will be hard-pressed to find some liberal church doing anything but dying. But there are churches growing, and we can all rejoice in that. You be in a good church this weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.